you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, February 20th, 2018, and a special first-timer in the studio with us, along with our many Monday, Tuesday co-hosts, yeah. Marianne Simpkins. But welcome, Jason, to Great News Radio.
Thank you. It's an honor, by all means.
Hi, now, Jason.
Now, some of you may have read Jason's name in the Prime Lifetimes. He's been on staff with us for these last 4 months, but he's actually been with the Prime Lifetimes. I mean, what, 8, 10, 12 years? How many years?
Well, we started in 2003, so on and off for about 15 years.
Okay, on and off for 15 years. And I think your father founded the paper in 1990, so it's been in existence about 27 years. And many of you have probably heard some of the various stories of the way I've recounted how Bill and Phyllis Gingold have entrusted and donated this paper to us and given us this great opportunity to continue to advance the work they did to make this paper be informative, engaging, and positive. So it's been an exciting journey, how God raised that up, gave it to us, and now we've published for the last 4 months the Prime Lifetimes edition. And Jason, we call him, he's now called the brain.
I know.
he's the brain. He's the top salesperson that's helped us. Actually, the reason this Prime Lifetimes exists to a great extent is because of his efforts and energies and knowing all these advertisers and business people and names. And we call him the brain because he retains and has all this information in his brain, so we're always trying to get it out of him. And
I know, Jason, I feel like I want to ask you, do you know every person in this town?
Almost.
I'm trying to think of someone I've mentioned that you have.
By the end of this year, most definitely.
Yeah. And the few he doesn't know, it's because they're international students, but he gets to know them because he's an Uber driver on the side.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So how many different languages do you have, like hello or goodbye or how you do it?
About seven.
Yeah, about seven. In fact, he was at our recent, this past Saturday, we had like a happy Chinese New Year.
Nice.
And I think we had about 50 Chinese, a number of Holly and my friends. And so
lots of hot pots going.
Yeah, four different hot pot tables. So each table, you had an assigned hot pot cooker, somebody that took care and got the vegetables and the lamb and the beef and the different fish and took care of everyone. And then we had tables laid out with all the food on it. But Jason and I sat next to each other talking, and some of the Chinese were intrigued. Now, how do you initiate conversations? And you seem so personable.
Oh,
and how
do you?
And,
you are,
and then he went into some of his sales techniques.
Oh, my goodness.
So it was a riot.
It was a great experience with the hot pot and just the Chinese New Year. I think it's called Xin Ni Hao.
Yeah, it sounds good to me.
Yeah, we're saying yeah. You sound real intelligent right now.
Anyways, Jason's in picking up more papers. Yeah. He oversees the deliveries throughout Champaign County and some outlying areas and obviously works with many advertisers. But I wanted to highlight, I know this encouraged you, Jason, and Marianne, and our whole team, but we got to place papers, I think, last Thursday or Friday at Marketplace Mall. So we're in the food court.
What an honor.
Oh, yeah.
Two locations, so hopefully thousands of papers will be picked up there on a monthly basis.
Well, thank you, Mark. You worked hard on getting that.
Well, I prayed that up, and I really wanted it. And I really wanted it because Jason said, you're going to have to pay money to be in there. You're just going to have to. And so that was the challenge. I wanted to get in there, and Dennis and their team have been very accommodating. So
I'm going to call you the negotiator.
Yeah. So now you can pick up the Prime Lifetimes. It's right over near Vitamin World. There's a big display brochure rack. I think it's called, like, Visit Champaign County or something. So we have a big stand there, and then the other stand's over near Giordano's Pizza. But that one, the other day, I went on Sunday, and not many papers had been picked up, so I might see if I can relocate that somewhere else, but we'll have at least two stands in the food court. And then Herb calls me up and says, include Philo Library as a destination where people can pick up the Prime Lifetimes, and he said that somehow he was in there, and one of the lead librarians or somebody said, oh, we've had people asking about your papers. So he brought in a stand.
Wow.
And then I think I told this story a week or so back, but the sweet, dear lady came into the studio and said, hey, I want to take a stand into my area. And
Where is she from?
I think she lives in and around Villa Grove. Okay. And I think she said, because I was talking about somebody that was 83 or 86, and she says, well, I'm just 10 years younger than that.
That's great. I was like,
wow. I mean, really spunky and active. And she said, I'll take a stand. And I'll take take one to Villa Grove, and her name is Marianne Geyer, and she took it to the Villa Grove grocery store. But anyway, she ended up placing it in the Villa Grove pharmacy, so you can pick up copies there.
Great.
Well, I called the pharmacy owner to just say thanks for allowing our Prime Life Times paper to be picked up there. And he said, well, I also own a market in Atwood. Can you bring a stand there? And I'm like,
Whoa, okay.
And so Herb, who was coordinating things that day, I said, Herb, can you head to Atwood? And I said, it's over towards Decatur, you know, we're thinking, like, where is Atwood exactly? And so we're in the Atwood Market, and I guess the same owner of the pharmacy owns the Atwood Market, so they're available there. And I think you said, Jason, that, so I have Jason Gingold. This is Jason Gingold with us, our sales guy, the brain. and then there's Jason Schiffo, who's my Wednesday and Friday co-host. Then there's Jason Hodges, who's at the Olive Garden. He's donated food and other things for the station. And then there's a Jason.
Jason Jewett, yeah, he's got MS. He's from Mahomet, and him and his mom go around and do our Mahomet and Monticello locations.
That's so nice.
Yeah, so there's like these four Jasons.
We need to get the initials straight.
In fact, I sent a text saying our Israel night is this Friday night, which this Jason, Jason Gingo, is going to be attending, we're encouraging him to join us in October.
That's cool.
And so I sent an email, Jason will be assisting or something. He's like,
Hosting.
Yeah, Jason and I will be hosting this event this Friday night at the center.
Scary.
And he was like, so what do you want me to do? And
yeah,
I was
right.
like, oh, no, that's Jason Schiffel. So anyways, a lot of Jasons around here.
That's what happens when you hang out here. Suddenly you're in charge of something.
Yeah. Anyone that stops in, I do have a volunteer activity you could participate in. So
hey, at least you know I'm paying attention to your messages.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Jason already knows part of my love language is instant replies and follow up to make sure that you've read my message.
Yeah.
If I've gone to the bother of writing some, I want to know you've read it, and he's very good at that. But you had said as you came in today, because I think you're picking up some additional papers and meeting with some of the advertisers, but didn't you say you also had some additional locations? So we have 100, and we're getting near like 150 listed on our website, but didn't you recently place some papers in some other area locations?
Yeah, about four. Milo's was one of them. We have Carriage Crossing and Champaign. Willowbrook Memory Care Unit was Alzheimer's dementia. We draw some papers off there. Urbana and Champaign Library, we're going to be dropping papers off there. So.
That's great. And did you say Clark Lindsay, too?
Yeah, Clark Lindsay Village. Just look for our pretty red racks. They'll all be out tomorrow.
I love those red racks.
Yeah, the Red Robin Red.
Yeah.
Oh, Red Robin. It always reminds me of, what's that place where they do the concerts? Red Rock Canyon or something?
Mm.
That's what I think of.
Hard Rock Cafe?
No.
Yeah. In fact, we'll have, they're supposedly going to be delivered tomorrow or Thursday.
They're really sharp.
30 more, so we'll have 50 of these new red racks out and about.
Say that real quick.
Yeah. Red Robin, red rack.
Yeah, pretty soon this town's going to be bleeding Prime Lifetime.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, let's see. This Friday, Israel Interest Night. You don't have to be committed to going to Israel with us October 3rd through the 13th, but you can find out more about the land that we so love and the book that we read. And Jason will Jason Schiffel will take us through kind of a little teaching talk, and then we'll have some sharing, probably some snacks, and you can find out if you're interested in a pilgrimage to the Holy Land. We'll take a smaller group, probably 30 to 40. We'll cap it right around 40 this coming October 3rd through the 13th. And you can find out more at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and I'll officially open up registration probably today, where you'll see there's a lengthy form and we'll need passport information and all that. But first you have to list a couple references because we want to make sure this is the right trip for you. This will be an active trip. We'll be doing a lot of walking and visiting and touring.
Let people know that up front.
Now that we're talking about, do you specifically have an itinerary that shows some of the places we're going to tour?
Yeah, we're working that out. This will be my 28th trip, so I've done it a time or two, and I'm strategically working it through how to optimize our time. And this time of year, the weather's great. It's in the 70s and 80s. It's warm, it's nice, it's comfortable, air-conditioned buses.
Wow,
it's a great time to go.
And now, are you having that same tour guide you talk
about? Yeah, Eitan Rateau. Yeah. He's nearing retirement.
Yeah.
And we'll miss him in the future, but he's signed up for this one. And I have all three hotels. Jason's going to be listing those. We're on the Sea of Galilee in a kibbutz-style hotel, which is really nice. Really good food there. Mm. And then we'll be down in the Dead Sea. I think it's the King David, a very nice, luxurious,
wow,
like five-star hotel. Really nice for one night. Three nights on the Sea of Galilee, one night at the Dead Sea. And then a former favorite, I think it's called the Jerusalem Dan, which is like a Hyatt, which is another really nice hotel. That's the hotel that I met Benjamin Netanyahu in and got
oh
a picture
goodness.
With.
You're famous, Mark.
Yes.
Wow.
Infamous.
Can I touch your arm or something?
Yes. You know, this was the hand. In fact, that was the story I've told it. I was in shorts with a T-shirt
oh,
on.
Oh, great. Good
and I gave my business card to one of his handlers. Okay, I'll tell this quick story. You'll like this.
I'm ready.
He's ready.
So this hotel, it's a nice hotel, and you actually enter in this hotel on the fifth floor, and then it goes up so many floors, then down below. And I remember walking in the lobby, and I looked up, and I said, gosh, that looked like Benjamin Netanyahu, like about four floors above. And I just thought, couldn't have been. And so I went to the desk at one point. I said, might Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel, be in here? Yeah, they have a Likud party, and all the different parties were meeting in the basement, you know, trying to figure out that coalition government. So I thought, oh, let's go downstairs. So I went downstairs.
Of course you did.
And so, you know, my business card, which is impressive, it says President and General Manager. And sometimes
I'm impressed,
it creates some doors. So I found a guy, and I said, could you let Mr. Netanyahu know that I'm here?
And
so anyways.
Can you let Mr. Netanyahu know I'm here?
A bodyguard.
Oh, my
yeah,
word.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Just one bodyguard?
Yeah, yeah. So next thing I know, this door opens, and this guy, his security personnel or somebody, ushers me into this gathering, and there's probably about 200 people, and he's up on stage, and literally, I'm telling this, the crowd, it was like the Red Sea parting. People moved, because at that point, I had two handlers, one on like each side of me, through this sea of people, and they moved, and they brought me up on stage, and so there I am, and all these people are looking, and I'm thinking, they're probably thinking, either that guy is super wealthy, or he's like a Hollywood guy or something,
because
here I am with shorts and a U of I
t-shirt. You weren't even dressed up.
No, it was an athletic department t-shirt, because I was going to walk around Jerusalem that day. It was in this like 80s, but all these people parted, and then we quickly talked about, like, you know, we're supportive of you and thank you for reaching out to evangelicals and so forth, talking really, really fast, and shook his hands, and then all these cameras are going off.
Honestly.
I mean, it was like the paparazzi showed up. They're probably thinking either this is like a billionaire or I don't know. It was kind of funny. And so I still have that photograph and an 8x10 blow up of it and posted it,
Jason,
I don't know, some years ago.
Jason and I are both kind of speechless. Yeah. I'm still hung up back at you handing your cards. Tell Mr. Netanyahu I'm
like, oh,
here.
Yeah. Well, I always told
that
the board it's
chutzpah. Is that the right word?
Chutzpah, right?
Yeah.
So, anyways, that was some years ago. And,
what? And you went in with bodyguards and handlers in your shorts.
And I literally,
right up,
about 200
up
people. So I think the meeting might have just ended. But all these people were hanging around, but they literally, they just parted like, who is this important person that's going up on stage?
How did that feel, Mark?
It was great. It was fun.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it made my day. Anyway,
you still think of it often.
Yeah. So we're, okay, so let's see. So this Friday, if you want to know more about a trip to Israel, a future trip, or this trip, or joining us, we'll meet at 6:45. We'll be done by 8 o'clock. Yeah, 7, yeah, 8, 8:30 for sure. And we'll talk about our upcoming trip, October 3rd through the 13th. And you can find out more at greatnewsradio.org. Look for the Israel Trips link, and then you'll see information about this Friday night, along with a link to sign up. But you don't officially sign up till we give you the approval and the go-ahead after we've talked to two references, because we want to make sure this is the right trip for you and find out how we can serve you best. That's why we have some references.
First of all, you probably scared some people to death thinking you're going to march them into the government. Second, I have to say, after your last trip on Facebook, Kathy Starbird posted a picture, and it was her with the Sea of Galilee behind her. And I'm telling you, everybody was liking and commenting. She looked like she was glowing with happiness and blessing. Just so, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. The experience, you could just see it written all over her.
Yeah. Well, people have asked, Mark, this will be your 28th trip. Why do you keep doing it? I mean, you go to a favorite place a few times or every so often. I said, the life-changing impact it has on people, you know, you get the media spin on all this violence and terror and things going on. And when I get them to the Sea of Galilee and they're like, it's so quiet. It's so peaceful. There's palm trees. It's not what I envisioned at all. It's not what the media portrays. And I said, oh, I wouldn't take a group. If it was unsafe, we wouldn't go.
Right.
We'd cancel the day before.
Oh, I know you
the
would.
Station. We don't make a profit on this. We'd look for the break-even point, get all of our expenses covered, and then we get to go and read the biblical narrative and walk where Jesus walked, the disciples, the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Old Testament comes alive for people because
they
get to
scriptures.
Hear the Hebrew scriptures. They get to hear the biblical narrative. Yeah. And then our guide, Eitan, he gives a historical overview, the Ottoman Empire, and you know, when the Assyrians and Babylonians and World War I with the Brits and what happened, and then the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. So you get this overview of the land and the information, and it's a life changer.
I have this one little question that we can move on. Was he present when you did this thing of tell Mr.
Netanyahu? No. Actually, I think he had just completed a term and he was transitioning in running again. So technically, I don't think he was the prime minister then, but soon to become again.
Now, can they view this information on Prime Lifetime's website as well?
No, you know what? I'm going to probably...
Good point.
See, the thing is, I know this trip will fill up so fast.
Oh.
The last one, it filled up within like a month and a half.
Oh, wow.
And we had 56, and it was the largest group. Well, we had taken two buses one other time, but this we wanted to keep to a smaller group. So I already have 10 or 15 firm people and a couple other couples that are talking about it. And, you know, Bob Dickey and his brother were talking about it, and you. And I'm just thinking, wow, we're already near 20, and so it won't be hard.
It'll just
I think by this Friday night, we almost may know who's going to be going. So.
Yeah, I was supposed to go when I was 13, and I didn't go. So, you know, almost 30 years later, it's like, it's going to be like a life-changing experience.
Oh, yeah.
That's
it's going to be.
So, yeah, I'm stoked about it.
That's, well, you know, I know we're not getting to the Prime Lifetime, but when I did my Parkland College tour, I had a third Christian, a third Jewish, and a third educators.
Oh, that's
and it was like one of my favorite trips because the Jewish people were intrigued. Why are the Christians so excited about the Hebrew scripture and the experience here? Mm. And the Christians loved being around the Jewish people to get a fuller understanding of some of the customs
history
or background.
A lot
or
of history.
Why do you practice this? And I remember distinctly I had a couple of the Cohens. I think you know William
and William and Eileen.
William and Eileen. And I got to go to the Western Wall with William and he brought his Bible when he is bar mitzvahed. And it was a very special, powerful moment for him, and I just see how God uses that experience in so many different
ways.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm excited. I'm really hopeful that you're going to be able to pull it off. We're going to need a volunteer that first week of October to help deliver some of the newspapers while Jason is gone.
So,
if you want to be a blessing to Jason and
remember
to this radio
us
ministry,
here, please.
Yeah, in October, that first week,
help.
We need some delivery people to help. It takes five people to do what he does in a day.
At least.
Herb still talks about if you try to keep up with Jason, you can. He walks
That's
so
right.
fast, his legs are always moving.
He's got a fast mind, fast. You got a lot of energy.
Yeah. Well, we're already scheduling, like when we go to Masada. Or we go
and
he's going to walk down from the Masada. He and Holly have already talked about, running down that snake trail from the top of Masada.
Yeah.
There's a few other places where it's a long walk, and we figure we'll get some of the energy out of him during those hikes. So, all right, so now you know, you're in the know at least on this Friday. It's an Israel interest night. It's at 6:45 here at the Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square. You now know a few new places where the Prime Life Times is located, and Marketplace Mall. If you see Dennis, the manager there, just thank him. I think he's the general manager for allowing us to be in the food court. Maybe we can branch into other parts of that mall in the days ahead. But we wanted to take baby steps, get in that food court.
That's great.
And then these other places like the Philo Library, the Villa Grove Pharmacy, the Atwood Market, and then 100-plus other locations listed by town on our website, primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com. And so, yeah, we're excited. So in our closing, maybe 2 or 3 minutes, we're excited about the new content for March. But
all right.
Anything we can
read something?
Yeah. Give us
do we have time to read Winter Words?
Sure.
Since this is the final thing about winter in the Prime Life Times till next.
What page are we talking?
22.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to attempt to read this. This is by Rob Seidenberg, so it's really intelligent. I don't know half the words. Okay. Winter Words, the Wordsmith's Workshop. We share our word winter with German, winter. Dutch, West Frisian.
No help from me.
No, you're quiet as a little mouse over there now. Where's Benjamin Not and you, all that stuff. Okay.
So you
West Frisian.
You said German winter? So
yeah,
in German,
yeah.
It's winter.
Well, we're getting there. Oh, you know what? That's Swedish, according to him. That's weird. Okay. Thank you, Jason. I'll point that out. West Frisian, whatever that is, Icelandic winter, and Danish, Norwegian, and Swedish winter. The root goes back thousands of years through various forms to Proto-Indo-European.
Oh, yeah, the old Proto-Indo-European.
What do you know about that, Mark? You going to talk a little bit?
Let me ask Benjamin what he thinks about it.
Oh, please do. I'm sure that's first on his list of things. We get snow from Proto-Indo-European snigwa, whatever that is, through Old English snaw. The German word for snow is schnee. The Russian for snow is sneg.
S-N-I-E-G.
Why are we reading this article? Much closer to the ancestor of our word snow. Slush comes from the obsolete Scandinavian word sluss. Sleet, through Norwegian and Swedish slask, slush. The Norwegians, who took over Scotland while the Scots were off fighting in the Crusades, left more than DNA behind.
Wow.
I know. Whoa, we're getting risky here. Okay. Blizzard, in its meaning of a severe snowstorm, originated in Iowa in the 1850s.
Good old Americans.
Yeah, we did something here. We got a word in here. This very American word does appear earlier in Davy Crockett's writings, referring to a blast from shotgun. It also shows up in other contexts from the very early 1800s, meaning a severe or violent blow. But Iowans claim the place of honor in applying the word to a severe snowstorm.
Wow, yeah. It snowed the other day around here, too. Let's keep away from any more snow.
I don't even know what I just read
there
in that first part.
Yeah, so
we go from snow to 50 to 60 degrees in the wintertime.
Yeah. So we learned about snow, slush, and blizzard.
Well, we didn't really learn much.
Where it originated.
The only blizzard I want to get is at Dairy Queen. We have to get one today as we think about it. Well, it looks like we're out of time. You made it for the whole program. We thought we were going to have a cameo appearance by Jason Gingold here. He was in to pick up some Prime Life Times and drop of a check, but
thank
you're
you
now officially, knighted into the Great News Radio Morning Program.
It's been a total pleasure.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm honored. I really am.
The brain.
You're great,
Jason.
A.K.A. The brain.
The brain. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Jason Gingold with the Ministry of Great News Radio and the Prime Life Times. God bless you, and have a great day and night.